My name is Tan Dang Vu. I'm an associate professor in Department of Exercise Science and a Concordia University researcher in sleep, new imaging, and cognitive health. In the lab, we do work intergenerationally, I guess, first because we do study people from different age groups. We do study both students but also elderly people. That's because the topic that we're studying, sleep, in that case, is a problem that affects all categories of age. Okay, we do have also a certain amount of people who are elderly people because the sleep problems increase with age. However, problems such as insomnia also happen and start early in the adulthood. So people in their 20s, 30s can complain from insomnia, and that's usually the age where a lot of these problems start. That's one thing. So we do certainly have experience with different generations, so people 20s, 30s, 40s, 60s participate in our studies. We also have studies in which those people actually participate into therapy programs for sleep, and in this context they do they are they participate in group in different sessions in which they have to interact between each other and with a therapist. So in that sense, it is really an intergenerational perspective because the way that they will confront the experiences also is obviously also affected by the age. And you can see very different perspectives from someone who is insomniac and have 70 years old and someone who is 20 years old, 30 years old. So that's I think very interesting. In terms also of how the lab operates, we have different generations of students. We have students who are very young, so undergrad students who just start. We have grad students who are more experienced, and we also have older postdoctoral fellows or research associates. So of course the generation gap is more narrow than what we have in our research subjects, but still these are people with very different backgrounds and levels of trainings. So that's and those people have to collaborate. We do emphasize important collaboration aspect in the lab. That will come to one of the next questions. But and so this also comes through working between different generations. Collaboration is an essential factor in my lab because we do work with a lot of different measures, and one of the central measures is the study of sleep during night. So people have to stay overnight, and students and trainees also stay overnight. And they collect different measures. So of course, measures of brain activity, measures of breathing, measures of different questionnaires. So these are complex measures that really require teamwork. So that's the type of research we do is not possible. It's not something you could do by yourself alone in your lab. Okay, so that's really the an essential the collaboration is an essential factor in our research, and that involves people sharing their skills and commitments. Of course, younger students and the grad students, they have a lot to learn, but they have the opportunity to learn from more experienced students, and those more experienced students have the ability to experience ways to communicate their skills and the knowledge they've acquired. So it's there's a mentoring and mentor and mentee process that happens within this collaboration, and that's something that is mutually beneficial because grad students or more senior students need help from younger students to catch up with the different components of the study, the different measures, the overnights. So they need help from other students, and these other students, they can benefit from the experience and all the mentorship of senior students, both in learning how to work in the lab, but also in how to make progress in their studies. So that's a very important factor in the lab.